presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Decisions for our Atlanta Hawks. But before we get to that, I got to read this tweet because I thought it was really interesting from one of our listeners in regards to Kirk Cousins and the discussions we were having today. And by the way, as we mentioned, that doc is out there if you want to go stream it like Abe did all night. Eddie hits us up. He says, Coach Morse, I want you to get your opinion on this. He says, Coach Morse's weakness is loyalty. He signed Cousins and Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake is our former defensive coordinator. Because of history and loyalty. And then he left them in place for the same reason. Giving them a shot at redemption. And he says they failed him. Then Eddie throws in and he says, you know, Matt Ryan also confessed to playing hurt. It's what quarterbacks do. Now, here's what's funny about that. Do you guys know how many games Matt Ryan missed in 15 years? Three. And I didn't even know if we ever knew Matt was hurt. Here's the other thing. Matt had the credibility to get away with it. What Cousins did felt criminal, and I use that loosely, because of the circumstances surrounding the season, right? It just felt wrong, like we're winning, we're there, we're good, and then it was like, well, what's going on? And it just didn't feel right. Matt never cheated us like that. If you're telling me he played a game hurt, great, but he didn't miss games. So that, to me, is a bad example because we had a quarterback that was as durable as anybody over a 15-year period. You can say a lot of things about Matt Ryan. You can't say that. Now, as far as the loyalty thing, do you think that plays here with what he's saying about Coach Morris? Because, look, the Jimmy Lake thing didn't work. Again, you know what the easy thing is to do? Stay the course. The hard thing is to go, he's a friend, but we got to let you go because we're not getting the job done.
Oh, so now that's the tough decision.
It always is.
Because when I said it was the tough decision.
Well, he's insinuating because of his relationships is why we signed Cousins and Jimmy Lake. Here's my thing about this, Eddie. They all do it. Do you know how many times Belichick has brought guys back and hired his friends? It's just a part of it. So when you say that, you're making it out to be like Raheem Morris is different than some of these other coaches. Coaching is about relationships from the high school level to the college level to the professional level. It's just what it is. So when you tell me, oh, he did it because he had a relationship, well, guess what? People do it all the time. And I'd rather work with people I trust and hopefully they're able to do the job than people I don't know. That happens every single day. So I can't hold Coach Morris responsible for saying, hey, I have a relationship, or at least I know Kirk Cousins from back in the day. Let's sign him. I think he can do it. Oh, I know this guy that's a defensive coordinator. I think he can do it. When it didn't work, we see what happened. So I hear you, Eddie, but I thought that was an interesting tweet. Do you agree?
Well, he made one change over the bye week, and that was that he became more involved in the defense. So obviously the loyalty thing, it can only get to a certain point before he becomes at his own where he has to become involved. He did that now with the defense, and we saw the pass rush take a difference. All I'm saying is I wish he had done that with the quarterback decision. That was the time. It's the same time frame. You want to talk about loyalty to Kirk Cousins? He had the same loyalty to Jimmy Lake. He made a call that had to be made, and it improved the defense. He did not make the call that had to be made on offense, and you continue to lose games. And this is where I stand. And I've said it on air. I've said it off air. I'm a huge fan of Raheem Morris. I still think he can be a very good coach. I think it was a rough first go for him in Atlanta.
Abe, there's nothing wrong with being critical of the job. I have no issues of that whatsoever. We can talk about the coach, some of the gaffes, some of the non-calls of timeouts and, you know, the things that you feel like they should have a grasp of.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're not making it personal.
No.
You're not calling him names. You're simply saying, hey, I think he'll be better, but I thought he was going to be better this year. And based on the job that we saw, I'm hoping he is going to be.
And by the way,
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's also a flaw of mine pulling for the guy. And I want to say that to say
this. We all are, because guess what? I'm tired of losing.
But it's not even about that.
It is for me.
Okay, well, it is that too. But I do like Raheem Morris. Here's the thing, though. I'm pulling for him because I like him. I'm giving him another year, another opportunity to prove me wrong, all that. That's what happened here. That's ultimately what happened here with him and Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins. I'm giving him one more opportunity to do this, to show this. The problem was he gave him four more opportunities. You saw what you needed to see, and now I'm blanking on the timeline, after the Saints game.
Yeah.
You saw what you needed to see.
Okay.
That was the timeline.
Yeah, look.
And you blew by it.
Can I tell you a secret? And I wasn't even going to say this. I want to play this Ansi Saleh soundbite for you about Trey's contract, because I think it's important. It's something we're watching. I've liked all of them. All of them. Mike Smith was great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dan Quinn, I know a lot of you thought he was a jerk and a blank. He was great.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith is the funniest one of the group, by the way.
Despite what you... I'm telling you right now. Here's the point, though. You got to win. So when you say that, for me, it is still about winning. Like, I like them all. They've been cool. We spent a lot of time up there with these guys. But at the end of the day, you got to get wins. You got to get dubs. You got to get to the playoffs. They all know that. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I understand on a personal level, yes. But we're all pushing for his success. Because as a city, we're tired of losing, man. I'm tired of not talking about the playoffs. All right. With that said, let me hear our general manager ask today about Trey's situation. And by the way, we haven't even talked about this, Abe. Maybe we'll get more into this tomorrow. Dyson Daniels is a restricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take care of Dyson Daniels. I'm just saying. Now, that's going to happen. You don't have a guy come in and be a first-team all-defensive player and have the impact he's had and then be like, well, I don't know. He's going to get paid. That's fine. They're going to give him a deal. But I'm just saying that's something that we haven't really discussed. Here's what Ansi Saleh said in regards to Trey and Dyson.
I'll be honest with you guys. Like, when the contractual stuff, like, I don't – you guys are going to hate me for this, but I don't talk about any of that stuff publicly, whether it's TY or Dyson. That's not how I roll with everything, and you guys aren't going to get anything out of me there. So.
Okay, so does that mean they're getting it? does that mean you're going to do the deal, or does that not mean you – what's that mean?
He called him TY.
He did.
That means they're tight.
No, his teammates call him that. That's what they call him.
His mama called him Trey. I'm going to call him Trey.
I'm just saying. Does that mean he's getting the deal or not? He just literally said, I'm not going to talk about
it. Well, okay. We can talk about it more tomorrow if you want.
Yes.
What exactly does being a restricted free agent in the NBA mean?
That you're going to get signed by the team you're currently on.
Does it mean other teams can place an offer?
Yeah, but you can match. I mean, it's not like, yeah.
All right, now we just saw this along the Falcons' offensive line.
With?
Ryan Neuzel.
Okay.
He was a restricted free agent.
Yes.
No offer came. They came to, in my opinion, a very team-friendly deal.
Sure.
I think if you're the Hawks, you see what the market sets before. Now, I'd like to, if you can come under and just get another team-friendly deal, then fine, you go ahead and do it. I don't think you're just going to throw a number out. I think if the market sets it somewhere else, you can decide to match.
I think here's why I think they're between a rock and a hard place with Dyson. We haven't had enough of these kinds of guys. When you talk about defensive first dudes, and then he comes in and is a first team all defensive player, he's a candidate for defensive player of the year.
By the way, his offense came a long way
incredible.
In the second half of the season.
Incredible.
A long way. So let's not pretend like he's just out there
no.
2 points and five steals. He's putting up buckets when this team needed a scorer without Trae Young on the floor at times.
Yeah. No, it's fair. Here's my deal, though. When you have somewhat of a liability in defense with Trey, he helps make up for that. So will Nikhil Alexander, who was introduced today. One other Saleh comment about Trey helping recruit players, and I think this is important. Let's hear him talk about Trey recruiting some of these guys that they've signed this offseason.
Yeah, with TY, I mean, like, that's the growth and development I think everybody saw from last year. He was, you know, he went out there, talked to these guys. Like, he was great in the recruiting process. We all helped recruit these guys, could come in and it was awesome that he did that, and he's extremely excited about this team.
Called him TY again.
I was told no one wanted to come here and play with
yeah,
Trey.
With TY. I mean,
yes. Now you're going to make this a big deal. It's cool. It's no problem. Look.
It's what superstars should be doing.
Exactly, but it's a misnomer. It always has been a misnomer about nobody wants to
Trey. No, that was a joke. What I said was a joke, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, because people have made that out to be like a true situation. It's
a
not.
Real indictment of TY.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, with TY.
Dude.
Is he going to get the deal? Is he going to get his money?
Yeah.
He going to get his bag?
Yeah.
229 or 330?
Well, he just signs it, and then if he becomes eligible, it just auto
correct.
Bumps.
So correct.
It'll be 229, and then after next year, it'll be 330.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mentioned this yesterday. It's the last thing I'll say on it. I just don't think you want that hanging over the team heading into the season. I really don't think that's something you want.
He's under contract. I mean, what's the big deal? He knows that even if he balls out, he's going to get this before June 30th of next year. Does it really matter?
By the way, there's two less all NBA guards that are going to be playing in the NBA next year because there's going to be no Dame and no Tyrese Halliburton.
So you're telling me
that's an easier path to all NBA next year for Trey, too.
You're right. All-star, too. Should be, right? We're talking about all-star starter. I mean, that's the other part. I mean, he named the all-star. He's always been gracious with that. But, okay, we'll see.
So does that mean he declines an offer?
I think it's – and this is where it turns into a risk-reward situation is I don't want to go into a situation where we're giving him a chance to leave and go play elsewhere, even if it's for less money. I think the risk of that happening outweighs, in my opinion – paying him and it not being whatever you think it needs to be for him to be the max.
Okay.
I just don't think that risk outweighs the other.
It's like a $70 million difference, right? I think it's 229. And what did I give you? What number did I give you the other day?
330.
That's right. That's incredible. All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Turtle's got the night show. Clock is ticking on that Trey situation, but we'll keep an update, and we'll see if he does anything with the emojis on social media. Big old man, let's clear our throat!
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for...
Let me clear my throat!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Big shout-out to all of our guests. Connor Riley, if you missed any of them, Grant included... Guys, our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr., go online, odyssey.com, subscribe to Dukes and Bell, and that way you can get all of that great content and make sure that you stay up on everything that's going on the show. Abe's back with me tomorrow. Where are we? We're at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come on out, man. We're looking forward to seeing you guys. If you live in that area or you're out and about, we're going to be out there from 2 to 6 having a good time. Day-Day will be hanging out with us as well. Mike remains on vacation, so my man Abe's going to be out there. We're going to have a great time, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Hey, good job today, as always, on the board behind the glass after 8 long weeks of maternity leave. It was 8 weeks, right? Okay. I did you justice that time?
Much appreciated, Carl.
No doubt. It's good to have O back. It is good to have Day-Day back after a terrific anniversary weekend. And the crew is back together. Mike will be back next week. But, hey, we're having a great time, man. Glad that you were here. Stay tuned. Turtles got you for the night show. Abe, clear your throat.
Look, I don't care if you blame Kirk. I don't care if you blame Raheem. I don't care if they split the blame. What's important is we move past this and we move past it quickly. I want the only storylines in training camp, as you mentioned, Carl, being about Michael Penix Jr. We cannot let this ride and divide the team under any circumstances. We talked about it today. I binged it. It's off. I already unchecked it from my watch list. We're moving forward. This year's about Raheem and Penix.
I agree. It's like the first thing we've agreed on today. Hey, I want to tell you that the quarterback you should be looking out for is Austin Simmons. Old Miss. Don't sleep on this kid. Last year, Georgia's at Ole Miss. It's a 7-7 game. He comes in and leads him to a 10-play, 75-yard drive and made it look easy. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's my sound for throwing passes down the field. He made it look easy. The kid's got an amazing arm, and with an SEC quarterback crew of DJ Lagway and Lenore Sellers and Garrett Nussmeyer and Marcel Reed at Texas A&M, and oh, I'm not forgetting about that kid at Texas. He may ultimately be the best quarterback in the SEC this year. And Ole Miss comes to Georgia this year. Can't wait. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
The only thing you can pick up at your run club is a calf strain.